Good morning. It's October 3rd, 9:14 a.m. I'm still in Maine. I've got today and tomorrow. And then Wednesday morning, I have to be at the airport. According to the airport, I have to be there at 4 a.m., although I'm going to call tomorrow and find out just how serious they are for a 6 a.m. flight as to whether or not I need to be there 2 hours before flight time. So we'll see. I may be able to sleep in for now. There won't be a podcast in the morning for me on Wednesday. There's just not going to be any time. My sister's going to get up and drive me to the airport, and I suspect we're both going to be too groggy to actually talk. We'll see. Later in the day, perhaps I'll record something on the ride home and post it when I get back to Greeley. I should be back in Greeley around 1 or 2 p.m. Mountain Time, which is going to be close to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's what we've got on tap for the rest of, or the next couple of days. I'm going to try to get a walk in tomorrow. It's raining again today. It's a light drizzly rain. My sister gave me a baggie to put over my hand so that I can record, hold the phone without getting it wet. If it comes off and starts raining heavy, I'll have to stop because the earbud just doesn't stand up well and I'm not wearing a big enough hat. So it's been a pretty much fun trip, I have to say. I'm walking on 202. The traffic noise. Got one more coming. There we go. Two from behind. I got one more coming front ways. I'll be off this road in a few minutes. But I wanted to get started in case I have to stop it because of the water. So yesterday, my brother and his wife came over. I saw my brother the other day Thursday, my first full day here. My first day here, when you think about it, I landed at close to midnight on Wednesday, so I really didn't see anybody that day except my sister at the airport. And it was after midnight before we got back to Wyndham. Tomorrow, we've got a reading at the Wyndham Library. I'm not sure who's going to be there. I know my brother said he was going to come up for the reading. My sister will be there. The librarians will be there. There's probably going to be some of my high school classmates there. We'll see how that works out. I don't know how long it's going to go. It's supposed to start at 6 p.m. And it'll go till it goes. I think the library closes at 9, so it won't go beyond that. I haven't decided what I'm going to read. I probably should read a bit of A Light in the Dark. Probably should read a little bit of, I'll read a little bit of Quarter Share. I'll need to spend some time tomorrow putting the books together, getting them loaded onto one device. I'd like to read The Hidalgo, the short story that I wrote for J.R. Blackwell, just because I think it's a really good story. The problem is that a lot of people here aren't going to know who J.R. Blackwell is and why that's a particularly good story, because of the Dr. Mercury character requires a little bit of setup. So we'll see, I don't know, perhaps a bit of Emanartis. It's 7,000 words. If I were to read that whole thing, it would take up most of an hour, so I'm not going to read that. What they've asked me to do is do a little reading, answer some questions, maybe do a little more reading. I think that's what I'll probably wind up doing. It's what I'm most comfortable with, is read a little, talk a little, read a little, talk a little. We'll see how that works out. And see how much of it they want me to read. I've got plenty to read, and I can always grab a sample from anything else that I want to read, so that will work. If I take my Kindle, that'll cover it. So yesterday we had the Down East Feast, and unlike a lot of Down East Feasts, we didn't gussy it up with corn on the cob or, oh dear, here comes a big truck. Fuck. That wasn't as messy as I thought it was going to be. We didn't gussy it up with a lot of other stuff. We had clams and lobsters, and the shrimp cocktail, and lots of melted butter. That was about it. So it was very high fat, very high cholesterol. I'll have to fast for about a month to make up for this. So, yeah, well, one of the reasons I wanted to get out for my walk today was to try to shake some of this stuff loose. Get the old blood moving. Keep the cholesterol from hardening. my arteries are hardening just thinking about that meal. But it was delicious and we had a lot of fun. It was good to see my brother and sister. Let's see. It was also fun to talk to her on the microphone yesterday, talking about making butter. She's a sketch, my sister, and if it didn't come across in the very short piece, any kind of extended talk would do it. She's talking about writing a book now. I hope she does. She'd write a good book. She's got a lot of stories to tell. I was hoping that I would get a chance to have her record some of her stories, but so far we haven't had that kind of day and that kind of opportunity where we're just sitting around telling stories because she works a farm. She has a real farm. I've taken pictures around. This morning's pictures from the inside of the barn, looking out and across the road at the house across the street and up the hill. She very much has a working farm. She only has two cows at the moment, 200 hens, layers. I'm trying to think of how many pigs she's got. She's got 9 little oinkers. And I want to say six pigs that are maybe half grown. She's wheeling and dealing now to find a New Jersey cow. She was trying to build up her holding, and I think she said this yesterday, I'm not sure. She's got tie-ups for 7 cows, and she really would like to have 7 cows in there by the time snow flies, because they generate body heat enough that with 7 cows in that room, she doesn't need to heat it. They heat it themselves. What she has to do is feed them and keep them watered, and they will take care of heating the space. So that's one of the things that she's got in mind for the next little while. I've come off from 202. I'm on the Brand Road now, just about to go across the river. I took some pictures of the river the other day when it was actually somewhat nice out. It's gray, nasty, sprinkly right at the moment. So I'm not going to try to take another picture. I don't really want to take my hand outside of the bag here. Yeah, found a puddle. Something new and exciting. So I'm really glad I wore my hiking shoes. I brought my hiking shoes. I've gotten a lot of use out of them since we've been here, because I really didn't want to wear my fancy cowboy boots out into the cow barn for obvious reasons. It's a farm. It was interesting to ride up through Waterville on Saturday and see some of the old stomping grounds. The north part of Waterville looks about as I expected it might. There's a lot of empty stores. It's a bit on the depressed side. The economy of the state is really struggling to try to maintain. I got a car coming the opposite direction, coming up over a hill. I got to step off the road here. The economy in the state is really struggling, and real estate prices are lot higher than I'm used to seeing around here, even higher than I'm used to seeing around Colorado. Is it a garbage truck? No. Recycling truck, I guess. I'm walking past houses that have plastic recycling bins out front. So we'll see how this all works out here. It's probably going to get noisy for a bit. I'll probably chop it out when I get it in post-production. So I'm not going to talk too much for the next little while. Even in the woods of Maine, there's garbage trucks. Walking past that little outbuilding that was I saw the other day. It looks like a perfect office. Now I'm jonesing for a place in Maine. Problem is I can't afford a place in Maine. Not yet. Need to get a couple of dozen more books out. Need to see what the economy is going to do. Walking on a dirt road now. I took a picture of this road, this hunk of the road, the other day. I think it's going to make a really good Overton Pike. I think it'll make a very good cover for Ravenwood. It helps set the tone in a way that I don't think the current cover does, where it's kind of this foggy mottled green with a raven hidden in the foliage. Doesn't seem to be sprinkling as heavy at the moment. This is a good thing. Or actually are between rainstorms. Laurie and Johnny are worried about whether or not they're going to be able to get in the hay that they need to harvest before the end of the year. Laurie says they'll be cutting hay in the snow if it keeps up. I wouldn't be surprised. Jesus, a lot of traffic on this road today. Good news is, it's not going 90 miles an hour. Whew. Climbing uphill. That's one thing walking around Colorado. Particularly around my neighborhood, you don't do a lot of climbing hills. It's a lot of standing. There's a lot of flat. You see, I'd like to take a picture of this vista, but I don't know if I could get the phone poles out of it. Kind of jockeying for position here, seeing if I can get lined up. I'm going to try to take a couple of pictures here at the top of the hill and then head back before I get caught in the rain, waiting for the last car to get out of the way. I'm going to go see if I can get a photo. So anyway, I got a couple of pictures, and I'll take that little pop out when I get it back to the house. The bag back over the phone so I can keep track of what's going on, and I'm headed back to the house. It's not terribly rainy, it's just drizzly enough that a heavy enough mist that it's covering my glasses and fogging up the phone. I really don't, with as much trouble as I've had with the BlackBerry here, I really don't want to get any more crap in it than I can possibly help. The trackball on my Bolt 9000 has failed to be able to scroll up. You know, yesterday afternoon, I let it set while we were eating and talking. And it just sort of sat, and whatever was wrong with it, either dried up or it might have been a little drop of water on it or something. But anyway, it's working again today. But I think it's a sign of things to come. And what I need to be doing is looking at what I'm going to replace it with. I really like the BlackBerry, but I need to check to see if my contract might have expired. And perhaps I'll drink the apple cider and actually pick up an iPhone. I'm already on AT&T, and so that's not a big problem for me. And I really like what I've seen people doing with their iPhones, so perhaps I'll give it a shot. We'll see. I don't know. Decisions. Chirp. There's a crow. There's a chipping sparrow, I think. There's a couple of them talking back and forth. I wonder if I can get a picture of this building, because it's beautiful. I'm gonna take another little break here and take a couple more photos. Okay, I'm back. The pictures that I've just taken, I haven't put on Twitter. They're on my Flickr site. So if you go to the web page and click on the Flickr, click on the image that's posted with today's podcast, which should be the one I put on Twitter, you'll be able to actually go to my Flickr site. It's actually flickr.com/nlowell, and you'll be able to find my photo stream on Flickr that way. So you can go directly. I did do some updating. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I did do some changes to the TOMMW website, talking on my morning walk place, so that only the last three stories show up on the front page. One thing I noticed was that when I tried to load the page, it tried to load all of the maps, and I had like 10 stories showing up, and Google Maps take a long time to load. So I dropped it back to three, so the last three are on the front page. I'm only displaying three per page. That's just for ease of loading. It shouldn't make any difference whatsoever on the RSS stream, and honestly, I don't know how many are on the RSS stream. I think it's defaulted to 10, so you may only be seeing the last 10 days on the RSS stream, which is probably fine. If anybody has a feedback on that, or whether they want to see something different, let me know, and I'll make some adjustments. But I think 10 is enough. 10 days worth of my blather is about all anybody should have to sit through at any given time. So my sojourn here is almost at an end. There'll be one more day's podcast from here, and then the long trek back to the Rocky Mountains and the long ride up the Front Range to Greeley. Actually, it's a short ride. It's really not an awful lot longer than the ride from here to the airport. We did see deer in the field last night. A deer came out in the far field, stood in the corner and ate some of the grass for a while. That was kind of cool. It's good to see that in spite of how much this place has grown up, that there's still room for deer. My sister assures me that there's room for coyotes as well. Not too surprising, I don't think. Actually, I should take a picture of this. Most people, when they think of Maine, this is not what they think of. But when I think of Maine, this is exactly what I think of. Okay. I had to take a picture of that. Most of the photos that I've been putting up on Flickr and putting onto my tweet stream have been really idealized versions. They're really quite pleasant, quite pastoral, rather interesting views of the world here in Maine. This last one that I just put up is what it's really like here. I've talked a little bit about the economy in the state. It's really quite poor, the state as a whole and the economy in general. The reality is that for the most part of the state, the largest portions of the state, you can't afford the mortgage to buy the house on the salary that you'll earn. This is a similar situation to what we find up in the mountains, up in the ski territory, up in the high country, where the price of the real estate is so high that in the villages like Summit, to a certain extent Estes Park, Vail, and you can't afford to live there. So that all of the people who have the service jobs, who work in the coffee shops, who work in the restaurants, who take care of the shops, they have to live someplace else. And I don't know where they live, but they can't live there because the cost of the real estate there is prohibitive. Even renting costs more than they can earn in salary. So that's an interesting challenge for the large portion of this particular state where so much of the real estate is so expensive, where the cost of living is so high, and where the salaries in general are so low. This is particularly true for the people who are working in the paper mills, which are pretty much, I think, all unionized. And as those mills close, as the lumber itself becomes harder to get and more expensive, those people who are used to making $25 an hour are no longer able to find jobs to pay $25 an hour. In most cases, not even $10 an hour. And if you do the arithmetic, $10 an hour over a year of working 2,050 hours, which is a 40-hour week, and it's only 10,000 bucks. $20,000, $20,500, but still, poverty for a family of four is $32,000 in the U.S. So the majority of jobs that are available here in the state are below the poverty line. And it's a very difficult place to make a living. That's why two-earner families are the norm here. In fact, required for the most part. So key to living here is finding some land, doing some level of subsistence farming in order to support the eating habit, and then having a job that lets you pay the mortgage and the taxes and the electricity and the heat. Well, for me, I could live here and work here. Assuming we live someplace where there was an internet connection that was high speed and reliable that I could use, then I could live and work pretty much anywhere in the state. Now, there are big hunks of it. There are big hunks of it where high speed internet is a laugh. It's not going to happen in the middle of some of these places. But in most of the major cities now, you can get high-speed internet. My sister has DSL here at the farm. We're only 30 minutes out of Portland, the biggest city in the state. This is also a significant bedroom community for people who live and work in for people who work in Portland. They live in Windham. Truck. And a car and a truck. That one had a little cloud of rain following it. Okay, I'm glad I got the phone in the bag today. But anywhere around Bangor, up to Fort Kent, Presque Isle, up in the northern part of the state, someplace around Waterville is likely to be sufficient access that I could live and work there. Finding a job for my wife, who is a librarian, a cataloging librarian, is a little more difficult. So we'll have to see. I know she would love to come back here to live. I don't know if we could do it anytime soon with two kids and one kid in high school and another about to go. Not exactly a good time to move for them. Elder daughter is talking about going to Montana State. I don't know that she shared that information with her mother. We'll see how that works out. If they both decide to go someplace other than University of Northern Colorado, then staying there for tuition reimbursement purposes is sort of moot. What could happen is that they could take their first 2 years at UNC and then transfer someplace more agreeable, more distant from mom and dad, which is the equivalent of agreeable. Personally, I'd like to see them join the military. I learned a lot in the military, not the least of which was how to make a living, and just how cushy I did have it, even though growing up was not exactly easy here. I remember walking this road to school and remarking then on the traffic and how loud it was, how buffeted by the wind of passing trucks. Hasn't changed much. But there's certainly a lot of real estate for sale here, and the old joke is, yeah, I used to live in Maine, but I got a job and they made me leave. Some things don't change much, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. The economy here has always been based around raw materials, around product, around trees, lumber, paper, potatoes, dairy. The soil's too rocky to grow too much, and too poor to grow much else. Unlike where we are, where a small farm is 2,000 acres, something here with 20 acres to it is a big farm. They're very hard to run. They're very hard to deal with. My sister has 7 acres of hers for sale at the moment. $140,000, $149,000 for 7 acres. So, figure out what that is. $28,000 per acre. House lots in the city used to go for $80,000, $90,000, just a house lot with no house on it. The economy has gone so bad that finding a house lot these days is pretty easy. Nobody can afford to buy them at almost any price. So most people are holding on to those, but there's still a lot of houses for sale. I've walked past about 12 or 15 just in my morning walk. Logging truck I had a big crane, big hook claw on the back for picking up logs and putting them on the bed of the truck. Picked up a piece of road grit, hit me in the face with it too. Yeah. So it's an interesting economy for somebody who creates, for somebody who builds, for somebody who makes something. I could see where this would be a good place to live. Cross the road and see if I can get in the driveway before this truck comes. For my sister Laurie, she's so in tune with the land, in tune with the animals, the plants. Perfect for her. Let me see if I can get her to tell some of her story tomorrow, perhaps when it's quiet. We're expecting one of the cousins, one of my father's brother's sons, to show up. And I don't know if it's today or tomorrow that he's planning to come. But we're expecting a short visit from him and his wife. And I haven't seen this guy for I don't know how long. I don't remember if I saw him at my father's last wedding. Or if I haven't seen him since they moved to North Carolina. Which was, like everything else around here, 40 years ago. Tomorrow night I'll see people that I haven't seen in 40 years, 40-something years. Graduated from high school in 1970. I haven't seen some of these people since. I have seen a couple of them. Some I saw at our, I think it was our 10th high school reunion. Might have been our 15th high school reunion. Most of them, not since before that. A horse here on the hill. Queen, 30-year-old retired draft horse. I keep her just to keep the cows company. She's a big old girl. She doesn't like flies. Her tail's been docked a bit to keep it out of the crud, so she's having a hard time keeping the flies off. Ah, here are the layers. What? They're all coming up to the grate, to the wire now. Look to see if there's. I'm gonna come in and feed them. No. Ah, oh, yeah. Slop. This ground is. Just a swale, and the runoff from the road field has filled it in. It's grass. It looks like a lawn, and you walk across it and sink down about 4 inches into the grass, into the water, and you'll remember my boots are not waterproof anymore. Stop by to see the pigs. Hey, pig. Pig, pig, pig. Six of them, raising them for bacon. There's a couple piglets. I think they said there's 9 piglets in this pen. I can't see them, it's just dark. I got a lot to say, though. Still 4 rounds of butter, 4 dozen eggs. There's a few that need to be cleaned up and boxed, apparently. But here we are back at the house. None the worse for wear. A little damp around the feet. It's time for a cup of coffee. Say hello to my sister. Think about what we might do for lunch. Yeah, I like this lifestyle. I like it a lot. So, at the virtual back gate tonight, reminding you that tomorrow is another day.